The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. And Jesus said to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives peace do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or be afraid. You have heard me tell you, I am going away, I will come back to you. If you love me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. I no longer speak much with you, for the ruler of the world is coming. He has no power over me, but the world must know that I love the Father and that I do just as the Father has commanded me." The Gospel of the Lord. A few words to allow the Word of God to become alive so that we carry the Word of God through this day. It must be that when we come here in the morning to pray and to be strengthened by the Eucharist and to be enlightened by the Word of God, it must make a difference in our day. This must change your day. Whatever you have planned today, you begin with peace. That's the Word of God today. I give you my peace. Peace I leave with you. The word is shalom, or in the Hebrew or in the Aramaic, it's salam. It's not peace that the world gives. It's peace that comes from Jesus Christ. It's not peace that comes from keeping the commandments. It's a peace that comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ. It's the peace that comes when you can see Jesus Christ in all whom you meet. The peace of Christ. I mean, what disturbs you in your life? Are you angry about something? Do you hold a judgment over another person? Is there something in your life that's unfulfilled? We go to novenas all the time. We're praying for things we do not have. But peace reminds us not what we do not have. It reminds us of what we do have. So take the gifts that the Lord has given to you and allow this awareness of God's goodness to you and the peace of Christ, allow that to lead you through this day. So that when you pause during the day and say, I am in the presence of the living God, and Jesus Christ has given me peace. I will forgive. I will overlook people's failings. I'll make allowances for people because I am at peace. I'm not disturbed. It's being obedient to the Word of God. We're not meant to read the Word of God. We're meant to hear the Word of God. And hearing the Word of God is to be obedient. Obedience is not a servile keeping of a law. It comes from a Latin word, audire, which is a Latin verb meaning to listen. So audiens means listening. And the preposition ob means because. So I am obedient because of listening, because I hear the Word of God, and I listen to the Word of God, and then I follow the Word of God in peace. That's the meaning of the Word of God. You'll find it over and over again. We're anchored into the Gospel of John, and you'll find it over it. Lead us up to Sunday. Sunday is the Gospel of John. And so be conscious as you walk through this day that you are in the presence of God, and the gift the Lord wants to give you is peace. No conflict, no judgment, no division, no disappointment in life. I am filled with the grace and the blessings of the Lord. Amen. We pause now for a moment of prayer. And we pray that the grace of God will lead us through this day as people of peace in our families, in our relationships, peace with all whom we meet today. We pray for peace in the world. We are caught in the insanity of war. There are no winners. We're all losers in a war. So we pray that we'll be led by a desire for a genuine peace. In our country, we are so conflicted. We have this arrogance of certainty that if you don't agree with me, I will tell you where you're wrong, because I know what's right and you do not. This arrogance of certainty, we find it in politics, we'll find it in religion. It's not a place of peace. So, Spirit of God, enlighten us and lead us this day in peace.